Quietly waiting, or can I not hear anything?
GM, sir. I think Sebastian has some technical issues right now. And CENTCOM is on the road, so...
So it's just me and you up here right now?
That's all right.
Hey, why don't you dive into some stats in a couple minutes if you can't figure that out? We know the drill.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Did you tell me?
Wait, let me.
Why are you so handsome?
Who is?
You must be have bought more whale.
All right. Let's give Sebastian another couple of minutes. Maybe he'll be able to rejoin and hear us. Other than that, what's up? What's up?
Man, so much is up. I honestly feel like the cosmos is about to go on fire right now. There are so many projects all getting ready to deliver kind of all simultaneously. It's a lot to keep up on.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's really hard to be like you have to be full time to follow the cosmos. Or any other ecosystem, you know, by now. And even then it's hard. Even then it's really, really hard to keep up all, with all the stuff. So, yeah. Exciting times. ETF inflows started to be positive again. So that's good.
Can you guys hear me? Hello?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Loud and clear.
Jeez, oh man, Spaces is giving me a hard time today. They're rugging me left and right. It took me a half hour to join the Terra call, and now it's trying to do the same thing here, but I think I got it sorted.
Nice. All right.
Are you guys coming from your mobile or from your laptop?
I'm on mobile. I tried joining from my desktop. That was worse, but... I got it sorted. I think we're sorted.
That sounds great. All right. Let's get into it then. Welcome to the weekly White Whale community call, everybody. If you're new to our spaces, you can find all the critical information through the link tree in our Twitter profile. And we invite everybody to join our Discord and participate in the live discussion. The channel is called Community Calls. And without further ado, let's dive right into the market data. So we're sitting right at 3.2 cents, which gives us a market capitalization of 13.2 million. We have a little bit of a follower loss on Twitter. Telegram didn't really change, and we increased our Discord numbers, and we're on 5,000 members on Discord right now. So that's a little milestone right there. Regarding the yield data, so the Terra satellite market is just on fire, guys. So 114%, right? So I was looking through all the satellite markets, and I started, I think, with Osmosis, and I was like, they're giving like roughly 20% real yield, but it's if you say that and then say Terra 114%, it's so, I mean, 20% real yield is not bad, right? It's great actually, but then 114% real yield on the Terra satellite market is just insane. So, and there I have to mention Amp Whale T and Bone Whale T. So they're yielding right now. Amp Whale is at 92.5%, and Bone Whale T is at 85% right now. And you're farming the Eris airdrop, you're farming the Backbone airdrop, the Soul airdrop, if you hold BWLT, and you're farming the Restake airdrop. So you're farming three airdrops while roughly getting 100% APR, or at least around 90. So that's insane yield as well. And then the AMP Osmo got a little bit down, but still sits at 113%. So there's just such a high yield all over the place. Opportunities popping up left and right. Yeah. Sebastian, if you want to mention any yield opportunity that you saw this week, but those are the best ones for me. And other than that, I can hand it over right now.
Yeah, I mean, Mito, you always forget Mito. I don't know why. You're sleeping on Mito, Ninja. That's at 230. That's at 230%. Still, you know, and probably won't dilute much more either. So, you know, and that's a whale INJ pool on Mito Finance. But I mean, I'll just say, like, and we'll probably touch on AMP and be whale T here more as we get into the call. But those are just stupid right now. I mean, if you're not holding AMP and be whale T, I mean, you're making almost 100% single asset sustainable yield on your whale. So your whale bag is almost doubling in a year, and you're farming all these airdrops. You know, so it's just the biggest no brainer. I don't know what else to say. I just don't know what else to say about it. These assets, you know, I beat the drum as often as I can on them just to try to get the word out, because in a bull market, there's so many crazy opportunities and yields that, like, you almost need to be the loudest voice on above all of the other loud voices out there vying for attention and vying for the capital. Right. But, like, this is legit. These are legit. AMP and BWLT. They just are, you know, and they're I'm telling, as far as restaking goes, you know, these are the most powerful assets that I'm aware of in the cosmos. And I, you know, there may be some that I'm not aware of, you know, granted, you know, feel free. If you guys find something that's better, let me know. But as far as I'm aware, these are the most powerful assets in the cosmos due to restaking, due to alliance, and then put our airdrops on top. You know, I don't know what else to say. If you can't see it, you can't see it. But I don't know what else to tell people about it. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, no, I was actually done. So normally CENTCOM would jump in right now and do the technical updates, but since he's on the road, I'm not 100% sure about his availability. But yeah, I mean, we can start. Where do you want to start, Sebastian? I mean, we have a lot to cover ourselves, right? So the first thing I have on my list is the Megaloot burn prop has passed. Right. So we are burning whale right now. Every transaction on Megaloot, 50% of the transaction fee is burned. So that's a real do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, just real quick. So CENTCOM, how are you able to give technical updates? Do you want us to take it? Where are you at, sir? I think we're
So my connection is not really stable here, so I might chime in here and there, but best you guys just go ahead.
All right. Yeah, so the burn fee is up and running. We're clocking it. We're tracking it. It right now, we're burning about 5 to 10K whale per day through the burn fee mechanism alone. So if you put that into perspective, there's about a little under 60K whale per day minted for our inflation, right? So it's a significant portion of the inflation that's being burned, right? Our goal is always to either be neutral, right, or to have a deflationary token. So so I think this is definitely a start, and as chain activity picks up, as there's more and more chain activity, that burn fee mechanism will heat up even more. But that's where it's at. That's where it's at right about now. What else you got there, Ninja?
Right. And then, I mean, next topic would be already restake DAO, I guess. So that's coming in hot for sure. The restake airdrop has been announced. There's a Medium article. You can find the Medium article in our Medium, obviously. Should we go through the numbers here? So the DAOs will get a significant airdrop on this one. There will be a tier one airdrop that's 21% for Ophir DAO, 3%, 2% for Ophir stakers, REC 3%, 2% for stakers, Guppy 2%, and 3% for the treasury, Shark 3%, Ash 2%, and Mimalu DAO will get 1%. Yes, Ancom?
Please continue. I just wanted to commenting on it afterwards.
All right. So the tier two will be 19%. That's for Wind DAO or the Wind token holder stakers, to be specific. 1% for the treasury, Sail 2%. Lion DAO 2%, stakers, Alliance DAO 1%, Galactic Punks 1%, Skeleton Punks 1%, Galactic Mining Club 1%, Juno Ops Department 1%, and Crypto Dungeon 1%. And then now the bangers, now the more the juicier stuff for our DGens here. So 30% of the whole drop will go to Amp Whale T and Bone Whale T holders on Migaloo. And that's really important. I want to emphasize that you have to hold your Amp Whale T and your B Whale T on Migaloo in order to get that airdrop. So don't be lazy and leave it on Terra and just get the 90%. Send it over to Migaloo and get the airdrops as well. Get the restake airdrop, to be specific, as well. And that will be an ongoing airdrop. So the airdrop will last for 6 weeks, and 5% will be distributed every week. And the snapshots will be taken randomly, so you cannot game it and stuff. But that's for the Amp Whale and B Whale T stakers. And then there's another 10% that will be airdropped to native whale stakers. And that will be pro rata, a minimum 5K staked, maximum 1 million staked. So 1 million whale is the cap for the native whale staking. And those are the airdrop numbers. Now you can comment, Sancom.
Yes, you heard the man. Don't be lazy. If you want to farm the airdrop, participate in the DAOs if you already have the tokens or NFTs. And if you have, which I assume, some B or Amp Whale T, move it over, because that's going to be an ongoing stream of airdrop for you guys. Let's comment on the airdrop here real quick. I think, as always, there has been feedback, and we're trying to listen to the feedback that you give us. So as Sebastian already commented under some tweets, we're looking into including Migaloo whales as well. So if you're holding those, consider yourself lucky and able to feed your families. They will be included into the airdrop. So, but then a little bit more, a little some more comments on the airdrop itself. So with the airdrops, we're always trying to, you know, get the token that we airdrop into the right hands. And the right hands for Coin are different tokens than the right hands for SOA or Eris or Shark or for Restake, because Restake is really a very, very specific token. It's not a token that will pump to a trillion market cap. It won't. It is a token. Now, here comes some nerd speak. It concretizes the fiscal policy of Migaloo. So what does it mean? So Migaloo has inflation, and that inflation mostly goes to stakers, but we've been pioneering restaking. So we got Bitcoin, we got ETH, not yet ETH, but we got a couple of other coins, and that's working. Then we thought, hey, we want to make this more dynamic. You know, we want to be, you know, have LP tokens and ecosystem tokens and be quick about it. So, you know, this Alliance Hub was born, app.migaloo.zone. And then we thought, hey, we make this open. You know, why should we, as the foundation, you know, granted by the governance, have the power to make the decisions? We could give the power to you guys. And by holding the power over inflation, that has value in itself. And that value was currently indirectly stored just in the hands of the foundation. But by giving it a token, you're commoditizing the power. So now you have the tokenized power of inflation control. And Migaloo chain does monetary policy. So Migaloo decides how much inflation there is. But Restake DAO will do fiscal policy. So where do we spend it? And so we're looking for the right people to, you know, hold this power to in the right parts of the ecosystem so it can grow and prosper together with everybody in the ecosystem. So we thought, all right, who's going to play this game? Who's going to go there, do proposals, write them, vote for them, buy some tokens, rally people, and then use the gauge system to get more and more of the inflation? Who's going to do it? And we figured, right, it's going to be DAOs. It's going to be DAOs, and it's going to be protocols with users. So hence the DAO drop. Hence we decided, right, we need to get the token into the DAO hands.
Yeah.
And
yeah, Sencom, just so you know, you're coming in and out. It's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to follow everything you're saying. So I'll jump in here. I'll jump in here. Yeah. But I think your point, I think everybody understood your point, right? We want to, you know, these airdrops are very targeted. They're very intentional. We wanted to kind of cast a wide net within the DAOs, right, that we have. We have a lot of active DAOs on Migaloo. We also have a lot of active DAOs that aren't necessarily on Migaloo, based on Migaloo, but that we partner well with and that we've worked alongside with, and they're invested. They either hold whale, like, for example, Lion DAO, right? You know, that they would be interested in getting in competing, right, in these kind of restake liquidity wars. Crypto Dungeons, another one of those. So we wanted to target the DAOs specifically. And you know, we designed the airdrop. If you've seen, there's for some of the DAOs, we're dropping straight into their treasury so they could vote as a treasury. And then we're also dropping to the DAO stakers, right? So the stakers of Roar, right? Or the stakers of Ophir, or the stakers of Guppy, or whatever it is. There's interesting dynamics here at play, but we wanted to explain our kind of strategic thinking behind how we're structuring the airdrop, right? This, again, Restake DAO is a bleeding edge product. It's new. It's exciting. We know, you know, we have as much experience in it as you guys do, but this is the way we think it might work. Right. So this is the best way we could think of as far as designing the airdrop. You know, so that covers the DAO. So that being said, you know, one way to game the drop is to stake to these DAOs, right? Is to get some Roar tokens or get some, you know, Guppy or Ophir or whatever it is, and you can stake to the DAOs, and that's one way to game the drop. I don't know that that's the best way to game the drop, but it is one, right? As far as the other elements to the airdrop, okay, the other one is, and you have to understand that it's not necessarily, we're not necessarily dropping these tokens to where everybody's at. Okay, here, let me just be real for a minute, right? Every single airdrop we do, which we've done several now, every single one, you have people complaining. You do, and saying, well, why isn't this included? And why isn't that included? And why, you know, I'm not going to lie. You know, they retweet something, not going to lie, really disappointed that these people aren't included. And then they put all their reasons why it's an OG, you know, and these are important community members and blah, blah, blah. And I get it. Right. I get it. But the reality is that these airdrops, they're structured, you know, they're very intentional, and it's not about how do we necessarily get the most coverage or go to where everybody is. If that were the case, we would just drop them all to the AMP whale stakers on Luna, right? Because there's 110 million whale AMP staked on Luna, and everybody's just raking in Luna. Right. We intentionally didn't include those because that it's almost off balance. Right. It's almost a little bit off balance there, whereas we do want to showcase AMP whale T and B whale T. Right. Because they're these powerful new double staked LSTs. Right. That we've talked about. And you could do all the that much more with them. Right. So they're aggregating both of those yields and putting it into one LST and auto compounding it. And there's zero lockup. Right. And you're farming all these airdrops. We want to showcase those tokens. We want to market those tokens. We want to get those tokens out there. The other part of it, right, is the more AMP and B whale T that's minted, that's more buy pressure on whale. Okay, that equals buy pressure on whale because the Luna that's being aggregated is being swapped for whale. All right. So and it's stupid. The numbers, how much whale is being bought back from AMP whale and B whale T currently, it's stupid, guys. It's stupid. It's great. And if Luna pumps, that number pumps all the more. Right. And the more AMP whale T and B whale T that community members hold, the more buybacks and the more buy pressure on whale. Okay. So if you combine that with our DEX buybacks, right, and our burn, and then throw in our burn mechanism, we have some serious automated buy pressure on whale. That's just happening all the time. It's just happening. Bam, 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 bam. Just consistent buybacks of whale. Okay. So that's why we are pushing AMP and BWLT. That's why we want more and more community members, more and more hardcore whale people to hold AMP whale T. That's why it's a 6-week airdrop for those. We want you to hold it. We want people to hold AMP and BWLT to earn 100% on your whale, to farm these other drops, and to put buy pressure on whale. It's win, 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 win. Right. That's what these assets are. And, I've had somebody bring up, right, and I think it's valid. I think it's worth addressing, like, you know, well, isn't this causing sell pressure on Luna? I guess the short answer is yeah, but not really. And I would say it's negligible. You got to remember, and guys, like, we're working with Terra on all of this stuff. We love Terra. We wish them the best in their lawsuit. We could actually probably even talk about that a little bit. But in any case, you got to understand the Alliance contract is 3% of Luna inflation, of which whale gets a fraction of which a fraction of that is AMP and BWLT. Okay. So it's a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of their inflation. And you also have to consider that chain inflation is meant for security, and most validators are just dumping for their operations costs, for their cash flows, for whatever. So it's already, most inflation of chains are swapped, right? So it's not like it wouldn't be swapped otherwise, right? So no, it's not really putting more, it's not really putting any sell pressure on Luna. And if anything, it's a negligible amount, Okay, so I just wanted to throw that out there. But you know, by contrast, the amount of buy pressure that it's putting on Whale is insane, right? Because we're a fraction of their market cap, you know what I mean? And they have a higher inflation than us. It's just the what we're receiving of it, what we're getting out of it is just, it's just wild. Okay, so all that being said, get your AMP Whale T, your B Whale T, get it over to Migaloo, hold it there for at least the next 6 weeks. You're gonna rake in, you're gonna print Whale, and you're gonna get these airdrops, and it's the it's the way to go. It's just the way to go. If we all got behind it as a community, we would see we would just see leaps and bounds forward as far as Whale price action, as far as, you know, word of mouth talking about it. It's an injection. It's an injection for our ecosystem. So that's why we put it in, right? That's why we included it in the airdrop, the AMP and BLT. That by far is the best way to farm restake, right? And not to mention you're farming Sol and you're farming Eris, two more very powerful airdrops, right? The other way to farm restake airdrop is to native stake Whale, right? And compared to everything else we have to do with your Whale, native staking is boring. It just is. However, it's important. You know, it's very important to our ecosystem. If all of the Whale was just in BNAMP Whale, then that would make for a very limited, very controlling validator set, right? So there needs to be native staked Whale for decentralization, right? For security purposes, right? To reward the other validators that aren't in the LST sets. It's just a part of it's basic blockchain. It's basic POS, proof of stake blockchain, right? So those that are native staked will be rewarded. We want to increase our unique wallets staked, right? We want to increase the amount of Whale native staked. We want to just bring balance, right? We want there to be some balance. We don't want everything just totally overweight AMP and B Whale, right? This is our thought process behind designing the airdrop, just so everybody understands, right? JG, go ahead, sir.
I was just going to say that, you know, if people continually use B Whale, we will be expanding the validator set to balance that out. We're not going to let that get too out of whack.
Yep, appreciate it. So in any case, that's how you could farm Restake. We are very, very excited about Restake DAO. What can we say, right? I mean, CENTCOM is right. It's not a meme coin. It's not a let's pump this. It might pump. I don't know. I don't know what price action is going to do. But it is a coin that has immediate utility and very powerful, compelling utility, especially for the DAOs, for the ecosystem tokens, for basically any interested parties. The ability to direct yield to your token, to your project, right? Whether it's Rack or Shark or Guppy or Ash or Roar or Ophir, it's just going to create a very interesting dynamic, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's going to be cool to see. It's going to be cool to try. Be patient with us. Be gracious to us if things break and if there's, kinks and bugs and stuff like that. We'll work them out. We always do. But we should all be excited to take this ride and to see what this see where this goes. I will also mention and then get handed over to CENTCOM, V2 of Restake DAO. Right, which is gauged, right, and which Eris is already working on it. Okay, it's going to come fast, sooner rather than later. Right, it's not like this thing that's 4 months out. It's going to come quick, and with those gauges, you will be able to, depending on how it works out, but you'll be able to vote with your stake of Restake and see almost immediate real time change. Maybe we're still working on the design, but you will be able to see very quickly the effect it has on drawing yield to your token. right? Almost real time, maybe even real time. We'll see. So that will be really wild. Boom. You could go stake, you know, 10,000 restake and vote, you know, for Ash with it, or vote for Guppy with it, and boom, immediately see the yield go up for that token. Right. So, crazy times, crazy, exciting times ahead. SendCom.
Yes. Let's give it another try. Please make some smileys or just interrupt me if my connection sucks again. So the possibilities that this restake DAO bring, they're just endless. And I think even like we need to do a little bit more explaining on what to do. And I think the best place is to do it with via example. So let's say Raccoon DAO, they are playing the game. So they whitelist, you know, Rack. And they, with a gauge system, they vote on restaking Rack. So their community and their DAO, which holds Rack, can stake Rack and earn Whale, which they could use to buy more restake and then directly vote again on their token, granting a stronger inflow of inflation towards their token. Same thing could be done for Roar or Ash. Or Soul. So you have this system where you get instant, you know, instant feedback. You know, you stake 10 more tokens, you can instantly go and vote with them on your own token, and you instantly get more inflation on the token. And this is really about democratizing and decentralizing access to the inflation of Megaloo. So that's not all just stakers and just validators, and that is not just the foundation, you know, calling the shots, but it's actually open, and you know, different parties can decide, you know, to put the inflation in where not to, and this can help for bootstrapping. This can help fortify strong players in the ecosystem. It can attract new players into the ecosystem. I think that really the possibilities are endless, and I can see this becoming something like a bribe system. For example, you know, if you have a big bag as a DAO, a big bag of restake, say 5%, you could sell those 5% for a month or two. In a sense, like, hey, we whitelist your token and we're going to vote like with our 5% power inflation to your token if you give us ABC. So you can make crazy deals, I think, if you're a DAO and in the position of having a strong bag of restake, either by selling it out or giving it to your own token, or you know, just doing good for the ecosystem, for example, by voting for, you know, liquidity tokens or something similar. And I think it's really important that we get the message across so everybody knows what to expect. So I had conversations with Rack and Shark, with AshDAO, to just brief them on how it works. And I think Sebastian and Ophir DAO know. I think they know. And I wouldn't be surprised if those guys, you know, try to scoop it up and just give a lot of it to Ophir. I wouldn't be surprised. So it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Ophir team certainly recognizes the power of this, right? And we'll be grabbing as much as we can get our hands on. As I would recommend any DAO or project or token doing, right? You know, I think you bring up a good point, SendCom. Really, the possibilities are endless in regards to what can be done. You know, basically, if you're controlling, if you have sway, if you have influence over a portion of the chain inflation, you know, I mean, just look at the liquidity wars, just look at the curve wars. You know, there's entire protocols built on top of curve, you know, for bribes, right? To accept bribes and to kind of, you know, distill that influence into further tokens and further monetization. I mean, it's just, there are things you can build on top of this, right? On top of Restake DAO to further incentivize. And there will be ways that Restake holders, Restake token holders can further monetize, you know, and get yield or get airdrops, you know, or whatever it may be, you know, by holding the restake token. Go ahead, JG.
I mean, we could just make a whole platform that rents out restake tokens to people who want their rewards. There's so many things you could do with this. I feel like it's endless. This is great.
Yes, there is so many things you could do. And by the way, I Sencom pointed this out. I just want to reiterate it. We are going to figure out a way to include Migaloo Whales in the drop. You know, it's kind of hard because they don't have a sort of a token DAO, right? But we'll figure out a way to include them. It was, if anything, it was an oversight, right? But we'll get them in there somehow. So if you hold Migaloo Whales, we're going to get you in to this drop, right? And we're also, just to clarify, we are going to hold, you know, it's going to be a claimable airdrop for the most part. Most of these things are going to be claimable. Whatever is not claimed, we're going to claw back at the foundation, and we're going to keep for future DAOs, okay? You know, so for example, right, Sol hasn't launched yet, right? Eris hasn't launched yet, right? I would imagine they want to participate in this, right? And you know, we could even include restake tokens as we're going to give you X amount of whale and Y amount of restake, so you can be able to have chain yield for your project, right? But basically, we're going to have a bag for the Migaloo Foundation that will incentivize future DAOs and future projects. That's part of the tokenomic, you know, structure as well. All right. Anything else from our panel on restake? Anybody else? Because this is a big deal, right? So let's park here for a minute. Any community members want to come chime in? Mega Lunatic, the Rat guys, the Guppy guys, you know, Shark, any of the DAOs. If you have any questions, if you just want to come up and tell us, you know, how much you love it, how much you hate it, you know, floor is open. Floor is open.
I really think this is one of the most exciting things we ever did. I mean, we're doing crazy shit all the time, but this one has a very special tingle to it. I think it's really, really exciting. And, you know, we've been leading restaking in the Cosmos for, you know, God knows how long. And this is just another leap forwards when everybody else is still, you know, tying their shoes. So I really can't put into words how excited I am about this. And I would like to ask the members of DAOs that are here in this call that get it to reach out to other DAOs. You know, those DAOs that are in the airdrop, maybe some that we missed, you know, by no means we got them all. And try to explain them what this is and how to use it. Because I think even though it's a competition environment, I think there will be a net benefit if this finds traction. And I'm very confident it will.
So Mega Lunatic reached out via the Discord chat. Would a restake allocation need
anybody
to be
anybody else want to come up?
Hello?
Restake DAO?
Sebastian, you hear me? Sebastian?
Yeah.
I think you Twitter is rugging you because
it rugged me for a minute. Yeah. What did I miss?
Can you hear me, Sebastian? No, I guess he can't hear me, huh?
No, that's a problem. Can't.
Okay.
I think you need
Can you guys
to
hear me?
Rejoin.
Can you guys hear me or no? You can?
Yeah, but you can't hear the host. So,
all right, I'm gonna leave and come back. I'm gonna leave and come back.
Yeah. All right. We have Rack. We have Joshua and Major Ed. I think Rack, you were first. Go ahead. And welcome on stage.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna make it short anyway. I just want to say that I think it's a nice initiative. Because, you know, like when you stake a token, let's say you're staking Atom, you're just staking Atom and then you can make votes and that's it. Whereas I think with this initiative and also all the other token being restaked like Bitcoin. Like, I feel like it's what you guys are doing is like customizing like DeFi for what the community wants. And I think that's what Restake DAO will do. It's like granting some sort of power to the community regarding like where the rewards are going to go. So I think it's a nice idea. Like, it's different than other DeFi strategy, but also like crafting something for your community. So it was just a nice comment I wanted to drop.
Appreciate that. Thanks. Mayor, how are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing well. Hope you guys can hear me. Okay. Yeah, hope you guys can hear me. I'm really excited. I know I've been talking with AshDAO about Restake. Very excited. I think this is like, it's literally putting the power back into the hands of people who are active in the DAOs to you know, be able to direct some of the chain inflation. And we're just very excited about it. AmpWhale T, BeWhale T, these are two very awesome products that we have available. And I think, if like you guys heard Sebastian earlier, like this is a great way to get Restake. Also, if you have Guppy, stake your Guppy to Guppy DAO, that will help out the DAO also. So yeah, I'm just really excited about Restake.
All right, thank you. So we have somebody.
I'll say one more thing too, before our next speaker or before whoever's up. One thing we also are considering is carving out a little bit of the allocation from the tokenomics and putting, say, a year's worth of incentives on a Restake whale pool, rather than just going full-blown protocol-owned liquidity for it. And there would be a couple reasons for doing this. One, it's another opportunity to farm Restake, right? So for those interested parties, you can LP and you can farm Restake, right? And two, we're being very, very careful and a lot more stingy, I would say, and frugal with what we're putting out there with POL, just to kind of control the supply that's on the market, right? Just to make sure we're not flooding the market with whale, and kind of making it cheap and easy to get, right? So if we do incentives, right, if we put a year's worth of incentives on it, people will farm it, but they'll also have to put whale into the pool, and that'll suck whale out of the market, right? That'll suck whale off the market, rather than us just depositing more in, right? So we're considering that. Just so everybody has a heads up. All right. Was there somebody else that wanted to make a comment on Restake?
It's actually more of a question. So I do have whale. Good morning, everybody, by the way. I do have whale on Migaloo staked. And I kind of took my finger off the pulse. And now I need to play catch up because this thing has so many moving parts. And my time is limited. I already have to go back and listen to this again because I am at work. But what's the best resource to go to for me to play catch up? Because you guys are blowing everything out of the water. I'm hearing airdrops and I don't want to be caught with my pants down like I have in the past on other things. Love what you're doing. Be strong. And also, seeing Raccoon on here, I have some raccoons. I just want to not be frivolous with the things I've done in the past. Thank you.
Yeah, so here's what I would say, and not financial advice, of course, but if you have whale staked, just naked staked, I would leave it staked until after the snapshot, right? Which that'll be in the coming days. So I would leave it staked till after we take the snapshot for Restake. Then I would unstake it, honestly, if I were you. The best resource by far for keeping up with the ecosystem are these community calls, right? So you can get the recordings on Twitter, but this is the absolute best place for alpha to keep up because there's a lot to keep up with. There just is, right? There is huge yields and huge opportunities and tons of ways to print. But you need to keep up to speed with it, right? So the best ways are these calls. We've mentioned some of them. on this call already between AMP and BWLT. So you would actually have time if you unstaked, you know, and then waited your 21 days and then you went right into AMP and BWLT, you could still farm the restake and the other airdrops with AMP and BWLT. So you could kind of farm them both that way. So that would be one way to go. But again, there's lots of different things to do. It all depends on your preference, your investing style, right? Your kind of what you like. If you like LPs, right? If you like, you know, the restaking stuff, there's just, you know, there's different things to do. But, you know, I will say this, and I will emphasize this, right? There is, and thank you for bringing it up, right? There currently, right now, there is so much you can do with Whale. Whale has so much utility, right? It's stupid. It really is stupid. You know, if you, I say this all the time, I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to keep banging the drum, right? And the OGs know it. And the people that use our stuff know it. Whale prints. It prints for those who use it, for those who understand how to use it, for those who, you know, if you know how to bond it to a DEX or how to mint AMP or BWLT or how to stake it to Luna and print Luna with it, you know, or take it over to Mito, Whale will print you money. It will print you money if you just take the time and understand how to use it. Right. And I mean, it just does, like, you know, and I love some of these other projects. Frankly, I love Osmosis. You know, I love Kujira. I really like Kujira. I use Kujira. I use Ghost. I use Kujira. Right. But I don't know what to do with my Kujira, you know, to get the, you know, anything higher than a 6% yield right now, like they're staking whatever it is, right? You know, maybe they're out there, maybe there's ways out there. But I even asked the Ophir guys, like, hey guys, what do you do with your Kuji? How do we get yield on Kuji? And there's, you know, there's basically native staking. You can lend it out on Ghost, but that's I think a single digit yield too. So when you compare Whale to that, which Kuji is an apex asset, it just is, right? You know, Injective, Osmosis, right? You know, Whale prints. It just prints for you, and you don't have to LP it and pair it with another asset and deal with IL. You can if you want to. You could just be single-sided, single asset, right? Prints you at almost to the tune of 100% with AMP and BWLT, right? And those, I don't know if we mentioned it before, you know, there's already 110 or 100 million whales staked there. You can't possibly dilute it. You can't put another 100 million whale there. You can't do it, right? So those rewards aren't going to get diluted. They're not going to get diluted, right? And they're sustainable. So I just, you know, I wish I could shout it from the rooftops. You know, we have Whale prints, it just prints you money. And I just feel like nobody's aware of it. I just feel like nobody's aware of it, or nobody can hear me. That's what I feel like. I feel like I'm trying to shout it, scream it as loud as I can, blast it on Twitter every day. Hey guys, Whale prints you money, you know, and
can anybody
just hear crickets? It's just crickets. Twitter, right? It's all I get with crickets. So, I mean, I guess if you guys hear me, great.
Sebastian, you can stop him, then. Yeah, we can hear him.
If you guys can hear me, just keep printing. Let's all just keep printing in the meantime until everybody else figures it out. And then they got to come in and buy Whale so they can print, right? So
I wanted to stop talking about Mito because that's my little
right.
make extra Whale over there on Injective. So stop.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know, I trust me. I hear you.
Real quick before we let make Lutec. Joshua, I hear your you know, your thoughts about like wanting to learn more. And real quick, I just want to put this plug out there. Myself and one of the other AshDAO members, we're thinking about doing a weekend spaces to talk about DGen DeFi. And it's just going to be a more of a chill spaces. Like we're thinking either Saturday or Sunday night to just talk about DeFi and ways to engage in DeFi all across the cosmos. So just quick little shameless plug, that's going to be coming soon. I would also suggest follow Backbone Labs, follow there's a Telegram group for the Migaloo whales where you can get a lot of DeFi strategy and just people suggesting stuff like that. So shout out to the Migaloo Whale Telegram. That's where like a lot of the hardcore DeFi degens hang out, and you can just get a feel for what's going on. But I hear what you're saying. There are so many different things to do with your whale. But as Sebastian was saying, you know, just follow some of the accounts up here. But if you do want to get more information, we're going to be doing a spaces on the weekend where you can just hang out. We're going to talk about this.
Mega Lunatic, sir.
Thank you. That's great. I'll be on the lookout for that.
Mega Lunatic, back me up here. Back me up.
Well, it is printing. There's two things I want to say. They're a little bit negative, but they come from a place of love, I promise you, right? We've restaked DAO. I need everyone to hear this out loud, right? This is not an opportunity for every shitcoin and token across the cosmos to come and try and get a bit of value for their token, right? It's not meant to be that. Because we've not involved whale per se in the voting of whale inflationary spend fiscal policy, it's very, very important that we all keep in the forefront of our mind with any whitelist allocation, does this bring value back to the whale ecosystem? Right. And that's something I want to really hammer home whenever we do points. And that I'm not going to be, it's a DAO, it'll be a decentralized vote. I get that. And hopefully you've done such a good job of the airdrop that we will get a good balanced argument for cases of what tokens should be listed. Yeah. But it is very, very important, I think, to understand that the this is a token that's not got anything to do with whale, really. It is. It's built in a whale ecosystem that's voting on the way whale is spent, right? So we need to keep that at the forefront of our mind. One of my questions I put in a community call is, before this gauge system goes live, I assume, and I could be wrong, that you're going to need to whitelist the assets first, right, in the contract, and then it would be sign it accordingly. And that's why I think it's important, because what might happen is we might have this crazy list of assets and like every party's fighting for like a 0.1% inflation, which in the long run maybe doesn't benefit well in the whole, right? So those are the two things we've restaked out. I'm very, very excited about it. It's super exciting opportunity. But please remember, the focus of this is to, and I'm someone coming from it as, you know, trying to promote shitcoins across the cosmos, right? But my primary goal will be what brings value back to WoW. That's what I'll always try and have in my mind. And I'm not trying to like belittle people with that, but I'm just trying to say, I hear a lot of people in other spaces maybe getting a bit excited about possibly getting you for their token. And I'm like, yes, but show us how you can also bring value back to the WoW ecosystem. And that's what I want to see. Second thing, with the cross-chain printing of WoW, which it is, by the way, them real yields that Ponzi Ninja was talking about at the beginning, they pay out in WoW. One of the things I've been thinking about is, well, what do you do with the WoW and the different ecosystems you're in? And one of the ones I wanted to share is, please, guys, go and have a look at USK staking on Kajira, right? I'll tell you why. You can take your whale real yield, use something like ibc.fun, swap it or TFM and swap it straight over to Kajira, or even, swap it. No, you can't do it straight away, can you? You'd have to go back to Migaloo, but get it onto Kajira, mint half in USK, and then just stick it in that whale USK pool. It builds up an order book for whale on Fin, but also you earn X USDC, you earn XUSK, you earn Kuji. I'm actually getting a higher interest rate on my Kuji on, when you mentioned it, Sebastian, staking WoW USK in their single-sided USK staking position than I am staking my native Kuji. So go figure. But that was just something for me. When you say WoW prints cross-chain, it does. A lot of the time you end up with WoW on another chain and there's not much to do with it on the other chain you're on. But that's just one way you can bring it back and do something different than just maybe make an LSD and put it back on Terra and do whatever. So I'm just trying to say there's other ways, other things you can do with it too. But yeah, they're the two small things for me. I think Restable DAO is very, very exciting. And I am going to shield the hell out of it, but we just need to, I think, just be very focused, because I want Whale to fly. You know I do. So, yeah. Anyway, that's just from me.
I think you make very good points. You know, it is an experiment to a certain extent, because this is completely decentralizing and democratizing access to the inflation. So you, at the same time, we had the same thoughts, and we thought, okay, right, then the only way, and we're just like, if you look at the airdrop distribution, this is Migaloo and friends. You know, we're dropping the token to ourselves. You know, there's nobody in the list who's not in some form or another associated or working together with us. So in that sense, we're making the distribution right, I think. And the only way for another project to, you know, play the game is to either bribe any of the existing holders or to buy the token. And the token will be paired against Whale. So if you buy Restake, you are buying Whale. So in a sense, it just by playing the game, you're adding value to the ecosystem, because the DAOs on Migaloo, there's transaction fees, there's burn fees, and so on and so on. So there is in every little thing, there's a little bit of Whale. But you're right. I think really the gist of it is the airdrop is free. Like, everybody has Whale. If you stake Whale, you get it. If you're part of any DAO, you get it. If you have, you know, a line staked the T assets, you get it. So it's a free airdrop. And the token is not supposed to be, you know, pumped to high heavens and make everybody rich. The token is to control the ecosystem inflation. So I'm quite confident that a lot of the long-term players like DAOs or bigger whales, they will be happy to buy off your coins if you just want to get them off for tax purposes or whatever. Like, I'm very confident that there will be a bid on this token.
Yeah, and just another point, you know, you mentioned the whitelist process. So how, and just so you know, how we have that designed right now is that there, you will need to whitelist the token, right, to be able to qualify for restake, for the restaked inflation. That will be done on the governance end of DAO, right? So someone will have to submit and pass a prop through the governance side of DAO to whitelist X token to qualify, all right? That being said, and I don't know, maybe this is something Sencom and I should talk about, or we should talk about with the team, maybe there should be some kind of a whitelist fee, right? A Whale whitelist fee or something that could either get burned or go back to stakers or something like that, to kind of gate a little bit, so there's not just all these, you know, all these shit coins whitelisted, right? So that's I think that's a valid thought, right? I think that's a valid thought.
I love that.
You know, I think the easy way to do it is just to have a you're right. I think it's a good idea. But at the end of the day, like, the whitelisting process is gated, you know, it's gated by AshDAO, by Soul, by, you know, errors, like the hardcore community members. And I'm confident, you know, as long as all those entities exist, that there's no shit coming in. I'm quite confident. But yeah, you know, a fee is not a bad idea. If you're not willing to pay, say, you know, a couple of thousand Whale for it, then, you know, you might not be so.
Go ahead.
JG, go ahead. JG,
yeah, I think we should have a fee that, if it's noted with vetoed, is lost, right? That's for sure. We can't have a bunch of scammy coins making it on here.
There's another question from the AshDAO. And he's asking if Restake could be listed on the Osmo White Whale satellite market, because it would be a good entry point for people in the Cosmos to get their hands on the Restake token.
Yes, we will and we want to. One of the there was a lot of debate on which token we use. And I think what made a lot of the, you know, at the end of the day, it was between Whale and the new token Restake. And I think what made a lot of the Whale people tip over to the Restake is the optics of it. You know, restaking is a hot narrative. You know, just look at EtherFi, just look at Eigenlayer, just look at all the crap on ETH. Just look at how every little project is trying to, you know, position themselves as the Cosmos restaking leader, which they aren't, you know, by a far margin. So we have the restake token now. You know, that there's no second restake token. And the best place to shine a little light on it is on Osmosis. And as it happens, you know, we have a DEX there, which happens to be integrated into the front end. So yeah, easy.
So yeah, we'll have pools probably both on the Osmo, on the White Whale Osmo DEX and the White Whale Migaloo DEX, I imagine.
Cool. Other than that, I can't see further questions. So are we good on restake right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked quite a bit about it, rightfully so, deservingly so. Yeah, you know, the snapshot, you know, probably sometime early next week. You still have a little bit of time to move your pieces around. The AMP OLT and BOLT will be over 6 weeks, so you just hold on to that. But yeah, exciting stuff. It's coming in. It's coming in hot.
All right. Anything else that we want to discuss? I mean, community members, feel free to ask anything right now.
Well, yeah. So
I think there's some project.
Yeah, updates. Project updates. We definitely want to hear from JG about Mad Scientist. So, you know, Mad Scientist, you know, that's arguably a bigger deal even than Restake, right? That's Cosmos wide. It's the first NFT project on Osmosis. Right, being incubated right here with JG and with Backbone Labs. It's going to be freaking huge, right? It's going to be huge. The art looks dope. The marketing so far looks dope. He's got an innovative plan, right? We'll let him share and kind of give us the updates. Whatever you got for us, what can you share, JG? What can you spill the tea, sir? Spill the tea.
We kind of got a lot of stuff to go over. So, you know, Backbone, we did a rebrand of all of our logos for the B assets. So we have a Gravedigger theme, which is a black and white logo encircled by a halo of the chain's color. So it is easily identifiable. Wherever you go, you look for the black and white logo with a halo around it, right? That was number one. Number two is that we have this Mad Scientist mint, and we've been super tight-lipped about it because we really are going to announce a completely different kind of gamification for this. I believe the official announcements are being prepared right now, and they should be released tomorrow, from what I understand. So tomorrow there will be official announcements coming from the Mad Scientist account and the Backbone account, which will be introducing how we're going to do this mint. I think it's really exciting, to be honest. I'm really excited to try this whole system out. We are also planning a giant mega space this next week, early in the week. And that's going to be like Osmosis. It's going to be Rekgang, Backbone, Mad Scientist, White Whale, maybe Coin Hall, Station, Enterprise. They are all coming together for like a mega space. This is kind of like what I'm trying to do is like, you know, try to reawaken all the OGs, bring them all back together. I know we kind of all spread out after the crash, but like this is a great opportunity to bring us all back into the fold, bring us all synergizing again. And, you know, we're going to cast a big wide net. And we think that I believe in my heart of hearts that this is like an inflection point, right? Like this mint and this event will bring eyes on everything that everybody has been doing here for the last, you know, year and a half, for sure, right? None of this is possible without what the sale DAO and the prop that we all came together
to achieve. None of this would be possible without that, right? So this is our time to shine and showcase how small teams can accomplish big things, right? That's really the message. That's why I love this project, because this is like the heart of crypto to me. You don't have to be the big guy with the big wallet to do something powerful if you do it together. That's the whole movement, right? We don't need to be beholden to any big money if we are in it together. Simple, right? So Backbone, we're going to try something different. Tomorrow is the big announcement. And look, Migaloo whales are still, you know, buying up on secondary. People are showing off buying gold whales, white whales, diamond hand whales. People are buying tomatoes. People are buying on Terra. You know, people want to shop this NFT5 culture. And so we're going to bring it to them, right? And we're going to give them something new, something fresh. So stay tuned. I really appreciate the patience. This has been a journey like we never expected to come to go here, right? Like this was never, I would have never dreamed about this when we were like trying to resurrect the skeleton punks, like just kind of picking up the pieces. We had no idea what was even possible. But now it's like everything's possible. So don't let me get too much on my soapbox. But yeah, I think we got a banger on our hands. There's already almost like 1,000 people on Discord. They just opened it yesterday. They got 2,300 followers and they made 6 posts. It's crazy.
Yeah, real quick on that. I posted the link to the Mad Scientist Discord on top. I really would encourage everyone in this call, just retweet out that post. Twitter social presence is very important. So everyone give that a retweet. If you're really interested, get in the Discord. I think this is going to be a great opportunity to let the Osmosis community know that, you know, we're here. We're here to play.
It's not just Osmosis. Remember, so like, I think that as Migaloo continues to spread throughout the cosmos, it will continue to be a unifying point. Where chains can come and meet in kind of like a Switzerland environment. We're neutral. Migaloo's neutral. We're just making liquidity flow. That's it, right? Anybody can hang out here and flow liquidity. You might want to trade some NFTs. You know, it might get stuck here. That's kind of what my thesis is. I'm going to make you stick here.
JG, I think, you know, the mad scientists are going to be, they are going to be the inflection point. And I think that's also the point where there will be never again a gravedigger without a lineup of NFT collections that want to be part of it. They just won't. And you know, I know that the Ash DAO is working with some other people on the Chihuahua Gravedigger. I saw you announcing Event 16. Maybe you can touch on that, because that's another Gravedigger ticked off, I guess.
Oh, no. So there's two things. So I'm working on two things with Tank. So Event 16 is a different NFT5 project that is separate, but has Backbone support and will be minting on Backbone on Juno. And then we are also partnered with Tank on our Gravedigger project. But Event 16 is actually a separate NFT5 project that he's getting up off the ground.
And I don't want to reveal his roadmap, but it's solid roadmap. He's invested a lot of money up front of his own funds. I'm excited to participate in it because he's really committed a lot of his own money. You're like, whoa, dude, you put 50 grand already into this plan? Yeah, okay, let's make this. Let's finish the plan and let's do this, right? Like, it's pretty impressive. Like, he's really going the distance. So I'm excited to participate in Event 16.
But yeah, Chihuahua and Gravedigger art being created, and there's rewards there already. Juno Gravedigger is just getting started. We got that, you know, 612,000 Osmo into the Osmosis Gravedigger. There's the Bikuji Gravedigger. That's gone up. We just got the logos submitted to CoinGecko. There's so many pieces of this puzzle that are always, always moving. But, you know, we're chomping through it. And we're looking forward. And the art is being prepared for the Injective Gravedigger. That's a whole other thing. That's happening too, right? So GMC is already making this the Galactic Syndicate, which is another banger from Fox. You know, IBC Fox has been just parking these images out of the park right here. We have so many great artists in our community, between like Fox, Peaks, Ambito. You know, we have so many like heavy hitters that people don't even realize what's happening. Red Gang, Kudo, you know, like there's so many like iconic Web3 artists here at this point. We're lucky.
we're lucky to be drawing these talents together.
Real quick, did you see that SBF is getting 25 years in prison?
Not enough. That bum.
Yeah, that bum.
I did not see that. That must be breaking news. I know there was some people joking about the over-under on the 20 years, but it looks like the over might have come through. Interesting.
Hey, 25 years and $11 billion. That's his whack. Got off lucky. Stupid fucker.
When a Netflix documentary, I need to see these coked up orgies with people playing Dungeons and Dragons in the background.
Trust me, you do not want to see orgies of FBS and that girl, dude. You would burn your retinas out of your face.
Disgusting, really.
On a lighter note,
all right.
Can I give a quick AshDAO a little bit of an update? So we are working currently very, very close. Furnace V2 is going to be ready very soon. Don't want to give out any dates, but Furnace V2 front end is getting worked on. I mentioned we're going to try to start doing some weekend spaces just for some DeFi chill spaces. Then also, there is going to be a NFT mint on Stargaze with it's called Dead Dogs. It's going to be a very, very low price mint, I think like under $3. This is going to be just a fun way to engage the Stargaze community a little bit, try to get warmed up with some other NFTs. But that's just a quick wrap up what's going on real quick with AshDAO. We are working behind the scenes. Real quick also, just, you know, with the furnace, and I know Sebastian talked about the burn fee, and a lot of times some people think, you know, burn fees, like what does it do? But it's like there are a lot of other major chains are implementing burns and burn. I think, you know, Injective does it, Osmosis does it. So it does have a real effect on the token supply. So that's what we're cooking a little bit on AshDAO. We're working on stuff and we're really excited about what's coming down the line.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in. The Dead Dogs is actually created by Holly Folly's wife, which is, I think, a pretty cool fact. You know, female artist, definitely active participant. Community member's wife is chipping in and something to check out. I always support that.
Yes. Yeah, I think I put a link down below in the comment section. Just keep your eyes out. Follow AshDAO and Super Guppy accounts, and you'll be seeing some info on that coming out.
Bueller.
All right.
Bueller.
any other projects that want to come give updates? Community projects.
Does anyone have questions also for anybody who's spoken?
Floor is open. Floor is open.
If it's okay, guys, I just wanted to lose a few words on wind. Is that all right? Just quickly.
Sure, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that in this space officially, congratulations to the Juno community. Like, they've really embraced it. I think we've got over 130 members staked to the DAO now and over 15 million wind tied up, closer to 16 million, which is a significant amount of the supply, actually. And they've got like 10 million in their 10 million wind in their treasury. And they've created a Telegram, a little Twitter page, and they're really trying to sort of like look for ways to find partners across the ecosystem. So I'm trying to like point them in the right direction, trying to make sure that everyone knows that this is sort of Juno community meme token. It was completely given away to the Juno community via an airdrop and mission drop. Hopefully we get some sort of a rich list on smart stakes soon, so people can see just how well distributed it is. But it's been doing fantastically well recently on Juno. I think it's up over 200%, I think, on the week. And that's because the DAO there voted to put 1 million wind incentives on the pool. Plus you announced very graciously that wind DAO would be part of the restake airdrop. And what that means is that it's the second or third largest pool on Juno now. And it also has an APY of 84%. And it's really largely come from nothing.
And what it is trying to do is just obviously build bridges, bridge gaps between communities, which is something that I think anyone who's entered the space, whether that be through GuppyDAO, AshDAO, Affair, Rack, whoever it is, I think that's what Whitewell have been particularly strong at, going into ecosystems and understanding, you know, sort of what people want and need for their project, and trying to push that forward. So I think that's been something that I can't sing White Whale's praises highly enough. And Wind is just a minute piece of that puzzle. Hopefully, if Mimulu can go somewhere else and do something similar, we might find, you know, a few members from each community coming over and paying more interest to the overall White Whale ecosystem. And that's the ultimate goal for us. That's why we're doing it. It's been pretty exciting over there. So I just wanted to raise that and let everyone know.
Hey, Milusek, I have a question. Can we make a little fun NFT collection around this, like little guys farting, called Breaking Wind, and then we can use the proceeds to do fun stuff with?
100%, man. I'm trying to let the Juno community run with this. You know, it's not my token. It's their token. They've formed a DAO around it. They're really active in that Telegram group. They're asking 100 questions a day about what they should do. And I'm like, here's an idea. Go form your own path, you know, make your own roads and NFTs.
Hey, tell them to make an NFT collection and come holler at me, because it's just too much fun we can have with this.
1,000,000%. I think, honestly, it's already been something that the conversation has been broached already about NFTs. So I think there's a few really keen people in there to do it. So
B Wind could stand for Break Wind. We can make an LSD out of it.
Sounds good to me, bro. how are we going to go up to our tax of people in a few years time and go, yeah, you know, Gash, Breakwind, this is how we've been spending our time and spending our money, you know. It's going to be an interesting conversation.
Hey, if we're not having fun, we're doing it wrong. So I'm all for having some fun tokens, and I mean, they're making fun of Prop 16 with that Prop 16 token. They're trying to get the market cap higher than Juno. So you might as well have fun with this stuff, right?
Yeah, but it's unfortunate. Seb, you got here with, we're not talking about all these crazy yield strategies we got right now. You missed all the good yield strategies, Seb.
I'll fill him in later. I'll try to let him know what's going on. But Whale, some really good potential. And we got some good stuff coming down the line.
Does anyone else have questions? This is getting a long space, guys.
Yeah, no, I think we're good. I think we're good. This is actually on the shorter side for us, JG. But in any case.
But when we do the double up with Terra before, it's like pushing 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I think we're good. If there's no other questions or anything, I'll just close this up. I'll just land this plane here. I don't know what else to say, guys. You know, it's an exciting time. You know, between the restake airdrop, between Eris and Soul coming up, between the Mad Scientist Mint, right? There's just a lot. There's a lot to look forward to. You know, our community is second to none. We just, you know, for the size of our project, you know, we have an outsized community, you know, and very engaged community, a very alive community. And that's really the secret sauce. That's really what makes us who we are. So big thank you to all of you guys who participate. If you know, you know, hidden gem. You know, and that's okay. I mean, eventually word gets out, but you know, if you guys, if you're here and you know, you've been working your whale and printing with it, you know what it is. We'll do everything we can to keep developing and to blow the trumpet, right? And to, you know, to shout it from the rooftops so people can see and understand the powerful little ecosystem we got here and that we're building here. And they're going to see, eventually they're going to see DeFi is going to run again. Cosmos DeFi is going to run again. We will be very well positioned, you know, if, you know, not to mention these other catalysts. If Doquan tweets today, Luna's going to explode. That means whale yields explode, right? You know, depending on their court case, if Luna pumps, which it's positioned to pump, and it looks like, unless it's devastating, unless the court ruling is devastating for TFL, once they get through it, it should bring closure, and it should, you know, even if there's a little fine or something, you know, it should be just to bring closure to that and get it behind them. I think Luna is poised to do quite well here in the near future, not to mention the Doquan factor, right? If he just tweets or something, we ride that train. You know, so that's just another catalyst. In any case, you know, we're building, we're working on all kinds of stuff. We still have, you know, not to mention our super app, our kind of main base, right? Command center, front end V2, that's coming in hot. I think that will really improve UX and help onboard new users. As well as, you know, new contracts for our DEXs, right, that make them all the better. We're just, you know, we're doing our stuff. We're doing everything we can. And, you know, being as transparent and open as we can about it with all you guys. So it's quite a journey. You know, let's keep printing. Let's keep printing with our whale and wait for the market to, you know, to do its thing. But thank you all.
Real quick, Sebastian, are my eyes deceiving me? Can I really put AMP Osmo on the Migaloo chain and earn over 100%? Like something's, is this
yes,
real?
You can. Yes, you can, sir. Yes, you can. Your eyes do not deceive you.
WBTC, just let it sit there on the chain and I'm going to get a little bit of whale back every day, right?
Yes. That's how it works. You're just, yes.
And
that's how a lion works, sir.
Be Osmo's next.
Yep. Be Osmo's coming. Yep. That's how restaking works, sir. So thank you. Thanks for clarifying it. Anyways.
Hey, I'm so happy Persistence One is, you know, pioneering this.
Yeah. anyways, thank you all for coming. Thank you all for being a part of this, a part of our community. We love you all. We'll see y'all again next week, and we're going to keep going. We're going to keep building. All right, big things coming up this week. We'll see you soon.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
We started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches, when they choose to have fits, all you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits, and that kibble's just sawdust. The shit is all rust, not a great look, you're what we'd call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here, rewiring features, more critical thinking, less knee-jerk, more evolution, less shitcoin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts, and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Channel Spaces.